Please sit down. A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to John, beginning to read at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Here the reading ends.
For the past 21 years, I have been a member of the St. John's ministry team. For the past 21 years, I, with other ministers, have signed and sent a letter inviting you here this evening, inviting bereaved families to this service. And that's why many of you are here this evening. But this year is different. Different from me, I mean, for this year I was one of those who actually received such a letter, signed by another member of the team, who last month conducted the funeral service for my wife, Catherine. For the past 21 years, a close family bereavement was something that happened to other people. This year it happened to me. And therefore I hope what I will share with you in the next 10 minutes or so will, if nothing else, bear the hallmark of recent personal experience. This evening, there are just two things I want to say, and they come to my mind because of the two special features which are always a distinctive part of this service. First, the reading of the names of our loved ones, and then the lighting of the candles in their memory. Let's think together about those two themes. First comes the reading of the names. The church will be silent, as it is now, and slowly and clearly the names of our loved ones will be read. The name, perhaps, of a wife or a husband, a mother or a father, granddad or granny, even a son or a daughter. Their names will be read, and when we hear the familiar name, we will remember that person and be thankful. Thankful that they once lived. Thankful that they once loved as part of our family, indeed as part of our lives, as a part of us. They were God's gift to you and to me just for the time being. And although they have now gone out of our sight, that doesn't mean that they have gone from our lives. And the recital of their names this evening is the reminder that it is often good and helpful still to have their names recalled from time to time as one way of ensuring that they are kept in our memories and remain on our hearts. Sometimes at a funeral service or a Thanksgiving service, as a reading, some words are used. You may know them. They go like this. It is, in fact, the deceased person who's speaking. They say, "Call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in the easy way you always used. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes together. Why should I be out of mind? Because I am out of sight." And so that familiar reading goes on. And although I actually didn't use those words at Catherine's service, I find that advice is helpful. For her name is quite often on my lips and on the lips of others. And I think that's good psychology, to remember her, to use her name. It helps the grieving process. Good psychologically, but also I can say as a Christian, it is also good theology as well. Because just as we use the name as a reminder of me, who I am, it's a reminder to me that God still loves Catherine very much as well. For as a believer, she is now, and always will be, in the presence of her Heavenly Father. So at home, I use her name. When I pray now and again, I use her name. And that's a reminder to me that the distance between earth and heaven is a very narrow one. And at times, the difference can almost be transparent. I look at it this way. If Catherine is with God, as she is, if Catherine is with God, and God is with me, then Catherine and I are never very far away from each other. Ever. And that will come home to me this evening at the reading of the names. And then secondly, our loved ones are in our memory too, with the lighting of a candle. And I think we should all especially remember this part of the service, because it's something we all do individually, personally. We leave our pews with everybody else. We come forward, candle in hand, in remembrance. Remembering our loved ones for the things they often said, the good times we often shared, for the love we gave and received, for the persons they were. And if you like, after all, we're having candles in our hands. What about this? For the way that they used to light up our lives. Candles for remembrance. But our loved ones are no longer with us. As you will know, some of you, you get the good days and you get the bad days. Yes, they've gone from our lives, but who or what can take their place? When maybe perhaps occasionally loneliness catches us off balance. There's the empty chair, the quiet house, the blank diary, the lonely meal table, I wonder how the candle can provide a clue. Yes, we come forward with our candles, one by one, and leave them here on the table at the front. And may I suggest this, that after the service, before you leave the church, you turn, look back for one last look at your candle, and I believe you'll be confronted with a sight you've never seen before. A sight you will never forget. 150, 175 or more candles all alight together, each, as it were, supporting the other. And if you get close enough to those lights, there is warmth. Warmth as well as light. You see, one candle by itself, even your candle, my candle, can look a little bit forlorn. It's subject to drafts. Will it, won't it stay alert, alight? But 175 candles give light and heat and mutual support. In bereavement, it can feel quite lonely at times. If only, we might think, if only there were an organization, a group of people, a club, a fellowship, somewhere to offer a listening ear, to be available week in, week out. If only there were a place where tears don't embarrass, where there's lots of fun and laughter, when friendships can be made and sustained. If only there was an organization like that. If only. But my friends, there is one. It's called church. And you're sitting in one now. In my experience over 21 years, a place of light and warmth and welcome, always. Founded some 2,000 years ago by one of whom it was truly said that he was and still is Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.
We are now going to read the names. If, by chance, the name you are listening for is not read, please let a steward know, and we'll make sure it's read later in the service. Be with us, merciful God, as we remember and give thanks for those we love who have died and whom we miss and mourn. We remember with love. Ernie Adams, Kay Adams, Louise Adams, Kay Adams, Tom Alderslade, John Ashton, Audrey Axtell, Roger Axtell, Michael Ames, Mike Azevedo, Robert Azevedo,
Charles Barras, Emma Bell, Mr. and Mrs. George Bird, Ian Blaylock, Enid and Doug Blythe, Gerald Boston, Joan Boston, Doris Brewster, Barbara Brooks, Enid Brown,
Ian Buchanan, Connie Burden, John Burden, Kit Carr, Ron Clark, Doreen Clinch, Catherine Coombs, Ron Craig, George Crichton, Gordon Cross,
Gladys Davison, Harold and Janet Deacon, Ted and Margaret Dodd, Peter Dunham, Catherine and Trevor Edge, Frank Edwards, Frank and Lena Elkins, Jack and Edna Ellis, David Englefield, Steve and Hazel Fabian,
Peter Featherstone, Marjorie Fielder, Peter Fielder, Audrey Force, Joan Freer, Frieda Ganley, Ray Gibson, George and Betty Goddard, Reg Green, Mike Greger,
Di Grindy, Edie Grove, Arthur and Marjorie Haberley, Peter Hall, Jim Hamilton, Tom Hammersley, Alexander Hardy, Andrea Harrison, Brian Harrison, Graham Hartland,
Dolly Henderson, Tim Hockin, John Holmes, Myrtle and Charlie Horn, Ron Hudson, Adam Hughes, Mick and Audrey Hunt, John Green, Cyril and Tony Hyde, Frankie Palmer,
Brian Hyder, Ronald Ings, Warwick and Nancy Javan, Ina John, Bernard John, Christine Jolliffe, Elizabeth A. Jones, Peter Jones, Marion Kendall, Patrick Killingback,
Roy and Honor Nevitt, Margaret Knight, Dawn Knight, Maureen Lammas, George Langton, Felly and Jeffrey Larkham, Harry Latto, David Lee, Jill Lee, Dawn Limburn,
Ken Lonnan, Ella May Lummis, Rex Mann, Peter Mann, Jerry Mason, Herbert Mason, Jennifer McDade, Jean McDade, Thomas McDade, Edith Metcalf,
Hazel McCalin, Nita Milsom, Edith Mitchell, John Moore, Bertie and Ivy Nichols, Sylvia Nichols, Bob Noel, Den Nossum, Jean Page, Margaret Pennell, Mayor Parrish,
Harold Payne, Terry Payne, Jim Peace, Malcolm Pierce, Peter Pierce, Herbert Piddock, Vera Pritchard, Claire Rafferty, Eileen Ray, Colin Rees,
Joan Renton, Barbara Richards, Christina Rowell, Violet Sainsbury, Peggy Sampson, Kath Sandy, Leslie and Janet Scott, Stanley Series, Francis Searle, Violet Searle,
May Searle, Stanley Searle, Annette Shaw, Eileen Short, Joan Smith, Rose Smith, Janet Summers, Tina Stead, Ruby Stevens, Sheila Stevens,
Alan Strudwick, Violet and John Summers, Kenneth Sumner, Sue and Perry Swiffen, Angela Taylor, Brenda and Cedric Taylor, Peggy Tickner, Winifred Tyndall, Leonard Tyndall, Evelyn Trainer, Dot Turner,
Chris Turpin, Jeanette Wade, Jean Wakeling, John Wallace, Lily Warmington, Marjorie and Mark Wanklin, Paul Warner, Alec Warren, John Warren, Julian Warwick, Faye Wedge,
Jean White, Roy Wilde, Kathleen Willoughby, Richard Willoughby, Jenny Willoughby, George Wilson, Nicola Allison Woods, Heather Worley, George Worthington, Joyce Wren, Patricia Wright, Anne Zapel,
Jean Jackson, Karen Coleman, Dolly and Ian Robertson, Vicky Ballard, Beryl Worth, Ron and May Osman, Ron and Ella Ashley, Chris Burgess, Alexander Hardy, Emma Young, Ken Rule, Len Fletcher, Richard Hazel, Winifred Hazel, John Seymour, and Ivan Appleby.